2006, she got a summer internship in Fairbanks and fell head over heels in love with Alaska. She came back to Alaska almost every year to play Ultimate Frisbee and visit friends, and finally moved to Kodiak in 2013. She currently runs the chemistry lab for ADF&G and can be seen around town wearing crazy socks at bowling league, hiking and fishing with her dog, Nico, and hiking up the high school softball team, and also wearing glow sticks on the golf course, while trying to convince anyone that will listen that Ultimate Frisbee is the best sport in the world. So come on up, thank you. So good.
So I have a nickname, Ice Queen. And I got this nickname because I play a game that's called icing. And icing is a game of creativity and sabotage, wherein you try to booby trap usually your friends, but sometimes complete strangers, with a Smirnoff Ice. And Smirnoff Ice is a sweet, highly carbonated, dreadful beverage. And when the person finds the Smirnoff Ice that you have so cleverly conned them into discovering, they must pay homage to you, take a knee, and chug it until it is finished. And the proper etiquette for anyone in the surrounding area is to surround the victim and chant both in encouragement and in humiliation, ice, 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 ice. So who here has played this game before? We've got a couple people. Some people have played this with me, okay? So for those who haven't, a really good example of high quality icing was perpetrated by my friend Carl. And Carl came from Fairbanks and he went down to Palmer to visit my friend Tom. And Tom is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of icing. He taught me everything that I know. And Carl, before he left Tom's house, went into Tom's bathroom and he unhooked the chain from his toilet. And he duct taped an ice to the inside of the toilet tank, knowing full well that when Tom flushed the toilet the next time and he had to fix the toilet, he would see the ice and bam, ice, ice. So, Carl leaves, Tom goes to the bathroom, finds the toilet doesn't work, but Tom, as I said, is a Jedi, so he knew as a higher level player of the game that you can play defense on an ice by going and arming yourself with an ice yourself. So he ran to the fridge, got an ice, ran to the toilet, opened it, and took a picture, like his wife took a picture and sent it to Carl, like, ha ha, I got you. So Tom actually came and visited me in Kodiak this summer, and true to Tom form, he booby-trapped me with an entire six-pack of ice all over my house. So he put one in my cleats, he put one in my golf bag, he put one in my trash can, so when I took my trash out a couple days later, I took the bag out and there was an ice at the bottom of my trash can. And I think the best one that he did was, I was in my garden this fall, and I was going through my potatoes, and there was a Smirnoff in my potatoes! Tom! But Tom and I are really good at icing because we play Ultimate Frisbee, and when we go to tournaments, icing is as much a part of the culture as the Frisbee itself. So one of the icings that I personally am most proud of, which is my crowning achievement as an ice queen, was at this tournament in Oahu, and I had spent the lion's share of my time trying to earn this mystery happy ending prize from one of the teams, because who doesn't like a happy ending, right? They told no one what it was, and I worked so hard, and when I finally got it, I was a little disappointed, because as it turns out, it was just a fleshlight. So if you don't know what a fleshlight is, picture something about the size and shape of a Coke can. something soft and fleshy with two holes on each end. Something that a male might use to provide himself with a pleasant sensory experience. Yeah, okay, so that's what I won. And I was a little disappointed, but not to be discouraged. My co-conspirators and I were trying to figure out a way to have fun with this thing. So naturally, we said, well, we have to ice people with it. So what we did is we took the ice, and we put it over the top, kind of like a little koozie. and I put it in a fanny pack. So I had the bottle in the fanny pack so that the little fleshy part was on the outside. And I did laps around this 200-person party. And you would not believe the number of people who just jumped at the chance to stick their finger in this thing. Like, it was unbelievable. They were, like, in there pulling around, and then they bottomed out on top of the Smirnoff, and I would unzip my fanny pack, and their face would just melt. They're like, no way! And so everyone's on guard. So it's miraculous that I got anyone. I was like, there's no way this is gonna work. And it worked. And not only did it worked 12 times. In an hour. Like, I don't know if you've ever iced anyone, for those of you who've played this game before. Typically it's like one or two times the party. And I got 12 people in an hour, so that was pretty exciting. But my last icing story is my favorite, because it's about my Padawan learner. I had a pupil back in July of 2015. There were a bunch of Sikhs that came and visited and stayed at my house. And they were here for 4th of July, so we took them to the American River. And we did all the American things. We took them on four-wheelers, and we went fishing at the Salt Tree, and they saw bears and eagles, and they were like, this is great! So we are at camp, and we're doing camp things, and one of them, Linus comes up to me, and he gets down on one knee, and he presents me, very politely, with an ice. He presented it to me, and I look at him, and at first I'm confused. I'm like, what is he doing? I don't think he knows what he's doing. And then I realize, I'm like, oh my God, we have this moment where we are culturally bonded, because he likes icing people, and I like icing people, and this is America, so I can teach him the American way to ice people. Taught Linus the American way to ice people, and he was so excited and so good at it. It was like a fledgling bird soaring from the nest. I watched him. He was relentless. He was innovative. What I didn't anticipate was his long game. So this fall, when I was in my garden, and I was cleaning out one of my rhubarb beds, I was pecking around, and I saw the corner of this hard surface, and I started moving the dirt aside, and I'm like, clearing it away, and I'm realizing what it is. I'm having this flashback of Linus in my garden, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Linus iced me 2.5 years later. I would like to honor Linus for the monumental achievement of icing me 2.5 years later. And I would like to take this in front of you all so that I can be humiliated in front of this entire audience. Chance. Ice. Thank you. And here's to you, Linus.